Studies from the last couple of years show that hearing loss is linked to an increased risk of dementia. While more research is being done to find the cause of that connection, taking care of your hearing is an important step in improving cognitive function and quality of life in old age. Our next guests are here to help us break down the most recent research and explain what we can do to keep our hearing and our minds sharp as we get older. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you or a loved one struggle with hearing loss because of old age? Have you noticed a difference in cognitive function in one way or another? Do you have questions about potential connections between hearing loss and dementia? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Nathaniel Chin is an associate professor in the Division of Geriatrics and Gerontology at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He's medical director at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and the Wisconsin Registry for Alzheimer's Prevention. He hosts the podcast Dementia Matters. Nate, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Kimberly Mueller, assistant professor in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at UW-Madison, member of the Cognitive Communication and Aging and Neurogenic Disorders Laboratory. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nate, let's start with this connection, potential connection between hearing loss and dementia. Now, I know there are lots of risk factors that we look at with various forms of dementia. Can you talk about this potential hearing loss connection?
Yes, hearing loss is actually thought to be one of the major potential risk factors in the development of dementia when we look at an analysis of all of the data. And we can't show yet that hearing loss is the exact cause, but we can see from longitudinal observational studies like the RAP study that people with hearing loss later in life have a higher risk of developing dementia.
And then, Nate, that would make me think, okay, well, maybe if we can fix hearing loss with various kinds of hearing aids, can we maybe prevent dementia? And that, it sounds like, is what a lot of the active research is trying to puzzle out.
You are absolutely correct. You know, from a good observational study, you then have questions about, well, is this causing it? And if so, what can we do about it? And so these interventional studies are being conducted, and one has been done, looking to see if we can actually treat this and reduce the risk of future declines.
We'll get into the results of some of that research in a bit. But Kim, I want to bring you in on this now. Now, I have relatives who have had hearing loss slowly developing, slow to diagnose. And for a while, you might not be able to tell if it was cognitive decline or hearing loss. How do we start to tease those out and the connection between the two?
Right. That's a really good question. I think, first off, if there is any hint that there's a hearing loss, the first thing someone should do is talk to their doctor about it. Teasing those two things apart is one of the big questions that we have in the research. But we do know that hearing aids can really help people to think clearer, essentially, because they're not thinking as hard. They're not working as hard to hear the sounds in the environment. So a hearing aid can kind of reduce what we call cognitive load. And sometimes you see people look like their memory has improved once they've been acclimated to a hearing aid.
That's interesting. And Kim, even without this dementia connection, that sounds pretty valuable. Can you talk about the benefit to a little more about the benefit to our ability to think clearly, our ability to remember things if we can tackle hearing loss?
Yes. And so there have been many studies to show just overall benefit by wearing hearing aids in later life. And so one of the main benefits is an improved quality of life and more socialization. So sometimes when people have hearing loss, it's a lot of work to go to a party, to a restaurant, and try to hear the conversation. And so sometimes people withdraw. But what we know is that hearing aids can increase socialization and better outcomes in terms of health-related quality of life. And in some studies, you see even reductions in self-reported pain after wearing a hearing aid for 3 months. And so it really can have a lot of benefits in terms of not only cognition, but quality of life.
And Nate, let's get back into now that question we were tackling earlier. Does addressing hearing loss help with dementia? Now, before we called the two of you up, we looked at two studies that seemed at least positive for people at risk of dementia saying, hey, yeah, hearing aids addressing hearing loss might help reduce the risk of dementia. You pointed out one of those has since been retracted. What kind of confidence, what do we know at this point about whether addressing hearing loss, apart from those day-to-day benefits, can help with dementia?
Well, there was one study that has not been retracted. It's actually a really important study by Dr. Frank Lin called ACHIEVE. And this one showed that in a certain subset of people, those that actually reflect more of the general public and have more risk factors than healthy individuals, that when they had hearing aids in, there was a reduction in cognitive decline, not necessarily impairments, not diagnosis, but cognitive decline over the 3-year period. And so while the overall study, if someone were to look up ACHIEVE, they would say, well, the study was equivocal, it was not successful. When they looked at that smaller group, there was a pretty profound benefit in wearing hearing aids.
We're with Dr. Nathaniel Chin, associate professor at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health and medical director at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, and Kimberly Mueller, assistant professor in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at UW-Madison, member of the Cognitive Communication and Aging and Neurogenic Disorders Laboratory. We're talking to them about the connection between hearing loss and dementia and hearing loss and our memory and cognitive decline. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you or a loved one dealt with hearing loss? Have you gone to a professional for help? What kind of difference did it make if you got some sort of assistive device that helps with your hearing? Do you have questions about risk factors for Alzheimer's, for cognitive decline as we age? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Kimberly Mueller in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at UW-Madison and Dr. Nathaniel Chin with the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. We're talking about hearing loss and the risk of dementia. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Kim, I want to ask about some of your work on, you know, those speech changes, those language changes we might have in the early stages of dementia. Now, a lot of people as they age might have some language changes and think, is this an early sign of dementia? How do we start to tease that out?
Yes, very good question. So my research looks at very subtle changes to speech and language as people age and as they have a risk of dementia, so with other risk factors. And it is hard to tease out as a person because with normal aging, we have a decline in how quickly we can retrieve words. And so it is difficult to tease those two things apart. So if you're having trouble thinking of words, a lot of times that is just part of normal aging. And so what we're trying to do is really understand what is different on this trajectory toward dementia versus typical aging.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Linda is with us in Crivitz. Linda, hi.
Hi. My comment was that I was raised by two parents who had hearing impairment their whole life. And because of the hearing impairment, they were isolated a lot. And my mom, in later years, developed dementia. And I'm wondering how much isolation has to do with the hearing loss because of being raised in that community, knowing that a lot of these people do isolate themselves.
Linda, interesting question. Thanks for the call. Nate, is it hearing loss itself or the isolation that can result from untreated hearing loss?
Well, I think Linda brings up a really important point, which is one of the proposed mechanisms of hearing loss and its relationship to dementia or cognitive change is the lifestyle that changes with it. So people are less social. They're actually isolated. They're less likely to engage in thinking activities that involve sound. And so I think there's a lot of people who would believe, yes, that that was a part of it. Would I say it's the primary driver? You know, it's always so difficult to know, Linda, but I certainly think it was a factor. And I think it's one of those things that for future generations, if we can address these early on, we hopefully won't live the same exact lives of our parents.
Thanks a lot for that call, Linda. Linda, it sounds like her parents had long-running hearing impairments. What are some of the barriers that stand in the way of people of any age, knowing that they have hearing loss, getting it diagnosed, and then getting it treated?
Yes, good questions. I think the main barrier is getting a hearing evaluation. A lot of people don't have access to that or don't know that that's even available. So that's one barrier. Unfortunately, another barrier is stigma of hearing loss. And so for whatever reason, sometimes people feel embarrassed about it and so don't want to get a hearing aid because it might make them look older or they might be treated differently. And, you know, that's one of the things along with the stigma of dementia that we really need to change in society and thinking about screenings for older adults as they age, regular screenings at the doctor about, you know, whether or not an audiological evaluation is necessary.
We got a comment or a question actually from Tom in Milwaukee wondering, how about people who are already fully deaf? Is there any research into deafness and dementia, Nate?
And so there is not a lot of research into people who are born with deafness in particular and how that impacts them throughout life. But when we think about these potential causes that hearing loss can have on cognitive change, you know, Dr. Miller already mentioned there's this idea that your brain is actually using more energy and resources to help decipher the hearing loss. Well, individuals who have deafness don't have that in that brain struggle. And so maybe that mechanism doesn't exist for them. Also, they're able to compensate. They've lived a life, hopefully a meaningful life, without having hearing. And so they're not going to be isolated the way it's someone who acutely loses their hearing. So while science is still behind and there is not a lot of research on this, I do think that's different for someone who has had longstanding deafness or born with deafness versus someone who has now lost it 70, 80 years later into their life.
Let's go back to our callers now. June is with us in Iowa County. June, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering, does it matter if you wear a generic hearing aid versus one of the more expensive kind that are adjustable to the specific pitch you are low in?
June, thanks for the call. Kim, I know, again, from Family Connections and probably my future, there's a lot of variety out there when it comes to hearing assistive devices. Does that matter? Do different kinds help us in potentially different ways?
Yeah, so I think that any hearing aid is going to provide some benefit for cognition and for everyday life. Though it doesn't necessarily have to be more expensive, but if it's possible to get a hearing evaluation from an audiologist and it's possible to get a fitting from an audiologist, it doesn't have to be the most expensive hearing aid, but that's the best route because they really can tune the hearing aid to your needs. And as you go about your daily life, you go back and get retuned. And so there's a lot of help when you use an audiologist. That said, there's now approval for over-the-counter hearing aids, which you can buy at Costco or Walmart or any kind of place like that. And those range in price from $99 all the way to $1,000. And, you know, those don't have the same fine-tuning personalization. But again, they're not harmful, and if anything, they're going to be helpful. So it's not necessary to get the most expensive pair to get the most cognitive benefit. I think any hearing aid will be helpful.
Thanks again for that call, June. I want to ask each of you what kind of research you think we still need, what you're watching, what you're hoping we can see when it comes to hearing loss and dementia. Nate, let's start with you. What is your big research question?
With me, because I'll take the easier one and I'll make Dr. Miller take a harder one. And I think it is these interventional studies. We need to have a larger group of people that are representative of the population and who have hearing loss and who do not have thinking changes or at least impairments, and then have hearing aids and see over time, 3 years, 6 years, 10 years, does this lead to slower decline? Does it avoid a diagnosis of dementia? We need that type of clinical trial.
And Kim, what are you hoping to see, whether it's your own crew, your own lab doing this, or research around the country?
I think that, you know, there's a group of people that we really need to study more and help, and that's people who are already living with dementia or mild cognitive impairment and have hearing loss. And so our group is working with Northwestern University to see if people who have mild dementia or mild cognitive impairment can have the same benefit from hearing aids, particularly the over-the-counter hearing aids, as other adults who don't have dementia. So, you know, we need to help the people who are living with dementia just as much as preventing it.
We'll leave it there. Kim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Nate, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Nathaniel Chin, Associate Professor in the Division of Geriatrics and Gerontology at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He's Medical Director at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and the Wisconsin Registry for Alzheimer's Prevention. You could listen to him on his podcast. He hosts Dementia Matters. And Kimberly Mueller is an assistant professor in the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at UW-Madison, member of the Cognitive Communication in Aging and Neurogenic Disorders Laboratory. We talked to him about the link between hearing loss and dementia, what the research says, and what we can do about it. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, a pilot program allows Florida to import prescription medicines from Canada. It's an effort to bring down drug costs. We'll look at the plan, the impact it might have, and find out whether Wisconsin and other states could join in. Plus, what is your first childhood memory? The host of a new podcast tells us about the value of thinking back to our earliest memories. We'll invite you to share yours. That's tomorrow here on Central Time.